USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data from Johns Hopkins University shows that nearly half of new coronavirus infections in the United States are coming from five states. Florida, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania have reported 44% of the country's new cases over the last 7 days. Health officials worry that similar increases in infections could occur in other areas of the country as more states open up. And a new report says that the Biden administration may be restarting construction on the southern border wall. The report from the Washington Times says that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is considering filling gaps left in the border wall when President Biden signed an executive order halting all construction. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed Tuesday that some construction has already been funded, possibly giving DHS the option to finish particular projects on the wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinarian physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of sudden death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In sudden death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 28 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.